Shall we?
Hello and welcome to this evening's event titled Lacan and the Feminine. My name is Sandra Sikorova. I'm the curator of public programs here at Tate Modern. And it's my great pleasure to introduce this evening and its speakers, Elizabeth Rudinesco and Lisa Apignanesi. This event coincides with the UK launch of Elizabeth's latest book titled Lacan in Spite of Everything, published by Verso last month. And you'll have an opportunity to purchase the book and have it signed by the author later this evening. Jacques Lacan, the French psychoanalyst and psychiatrist who died in 1981, continues to be a subject to the most extravagant interpretations. If the 20th century was Freudian, then according to Rudinesco, the 21st century is Lacanian. To recall Lacan's life and work is to remember an intellectual and literary adventure that occupies a founding place in our modernity, embracing paradox and play, transgressive desire, and the rejection of norms. This evening, chaired by Lisa Apignanesi, Rudinesco presents Lacan of the margins, exploring the legacy of his development of numerous forms of emancipation, including the politics of jouissance and the relationship to the feminine. Now I'd like to introduce this evening's speakers. Elizabeth Rudinesco is a French academic historian and psychoanalyst. Elizabeth teaches at the École des Hautes Études en Sciences Sociales in Paris and is widely recognized as the leading authority on Lacan. She's the author of many books, including Jacques Lacan and Co., A History of Psychoanalysis in France from 1925 to 1985, published by Chicago University Press in 1990. Madness and Revolution, The Lives and Legends of Théroigne de Méricourt, published in 1993 by Verso, and Our Dark Side, A History of Perversion, published by Polity Press in 2009. Lisa Apignanesi is a prize-winning writer, novelist, broadcaster, and cultural commentator. A visiting professor at King's College London, she's a former president of the Campaigning Writers Association, English PEN, and a chair of London's Freud Museum. Her award-winning Mad, Bad and Sad, A History of Women and the Mind Doctors from 1800 to the Present, was followed by All About Love, Anatomy of an Unruly Emotion. Her new book, Trials of Passion, Crimes in the Name of Love and Madness, published by Virago in April 2014, again examines the history of psychiatry, investigating the rise of the expert psychiatric witness through remarkable trials of passion. So before I hand over to our speakers this evening, I wanted to say a few words about the format. We will start with an in-conversation between Elizabeth and Lisa, which will provide a context to the event and also reference some of the themes around the feminine. At around 7:10 or so, we'll hand over to Elizabeth, and Elizabeth will give a short lecture. This will be conducted in French, and we are, I believe, each of you have a copy of the translated English version of that text, and we'll also be testing something new and projecting that as a scrolling text on the screen. So bear with us, hopefully it works, and hopefully it's engaging.